BookTheVision.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
I was just praying right before the show, and I was just praying, the Lord, I thank you for giving us the ears of the learned and the tongue of the wise and the mind of Christ and the heart of God. And
amen.
And I said, Lord, and I also thank you that Jake takes us out to Ruth Chris's tonight for dinner. And all of a sudden, I looked over at the other guy, and he's got his hand up to his ears, and I looked at Jake, and I said, he'll tell you. Just keep tuned in. God will tell you that you're supposed to take us to Ruth Chris's tonight.
So if he doesn't, that means I'm not tuned in.
That's right. And then what I'll do is I'll come back and I'll condemn you.
That's right.
You get to see how that works?
I've heard of that.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemy scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, we welcome you to the Sons of Liberty. It is Friday, January 13th. Ooh, Friday the 13th. Mrs. Two Late's out in left field again.
Oh, boy.
January 13th, 2000.
No margin of error
here. Her face
here.
Is getting red.
No margin of error here.
January 13th, 2012, and you have with you on this cold day in the state of Minnesota, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guys. The other guy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murders, the pro-choicers, as they call themselves, wish to silence the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to our website. It's sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. As a matter of fact, when you do a Google search on Sons of Liberty, we're the top ones.
Yes,
the
we
top,
are.
We're the boys up on the top there.
Got it.
All right? Or if you'd like to go to my Facebook, please do. I get people joining every day. Just want to make sure you're not a weirdo, a lunatic, an assorted bad guy. Go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Bradley Dean, it's B-R-A-D-L-E-E-D-E-A-N. I also want to say, give a shout out, and say thank you to all the radio stations that have us out there that are putting us on drive home. We appreciate it. We appreciate you listening. And if you ever get some time, make some time if you haven't. Call them up and tell them thank you for airing us, because we greatly appreciate it. We really do. Now, folks, back to the radio program here. If you'd like to be a part of today's radio show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that's 1-877-807-9977. We'll put you up on the air if you stick to the topic, but we want you to come, pick up the phone, give us a call, throw it out there for the 54 countries that listen to us on a daily basis. Let them hear what you have to say. So, aside of all that, I'm going to give Jake, the other guy, an opportunity to say hello.
Hello.
Okay. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're turning talk radio into do radio. And, folks, just a reminder, this up-and-coming election is not about the survival of Obama. It's about the survival of America, and forget it not. Why he's still there, I have no clue. The word impeachment comes to mind. That must be foreign to the American vernacular.
Impeach you? Maybe
it's, I'm sure it's in the Webster's 1828.
Probably. I think they used to use it, right?
It's probably been watered down now. It's in some modern translation under a different name.
It's from Georgia, the
guys,
peaches. You know, you
seductive guys.
They grow on trees.
America is not Obama, and Obama is not America.
Folks, you want to go to WND. Today is the latest column from Mr. Bradley Dean. It's called Barking Up the Wrong Tree. The ACLU, that is.
Yes, there we go. Now, what's interesting about barking up the wrong tree, folks, we got another cat fight going on.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we're contending for the faith. That's what truth does. We just had a state rep in our office just a couple minutes ago. I said, listen, I'll be the first one to stand behind you if you take a stand for the people and the truth. He said, I get more in more trouble for telling people the truth than I do the lie. He said, I'm not good at lying. I said, well, praise God, you're not good at lying. But when you get in trouble for telling the truth, it's always righteous trouble. And just listen, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God, said Quincy Adams, John Quincy Adams. And it's really true. But you know what? You're getting in trouble for the right reasons because you're upholding the freedoms that we need to maintain together, said Thomas Paine.
That's right.
And I read it.
When you don't do that, it's not a reward unto you. It's a reward unto, for instance, a guy like John Adams. He was unpopular with what he did. But now you can see that history has redeemed what he did, and we are sitting in liberty. To him, it wasn't about his ego or his popularity. He did what was right because it was right for the people, and that's exactly what we need in office right now. Though it may be unpopular, though they may even lose their seat, they're doing that which is right. And right will always vindicate you in time.
I was digging through some quotes last night, and this one just came to mind. It was by that guy, Thomas Paine. And it came to mind. Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. Oh, I'm so glad I found that.
There's a blessing in fatigue, isn't there? There's a blessing in fatigue.
I'm so glad I found that, dude.
You won't find that on Sunday mornings in most places.
No, you won't. Charles Finney said the church must take right ground in regards to politics. Lines between church and state. Yeah. The time has come that Christians must vote for the honest men and take consistent ground in politics. Politics, by the way, is the art, the science of government. That's what politics means. The science of government. Folks, science is what? The study of creation.
Yep.
So therefore, if it's the science of government, then we have to go to the mind of the creator to establish government.
Yep. Who gave government?
That's what our founders did. I go on. Christians have been exceedingly guilty in this matter, but the time has come when they must act differently. Thank you. God cannot sustain this. God cannot sustain this. I'll say it again. God cannot sustain this free and blessed country, which we love and pray for, unless the church will take right ground. It seems sometimes as the foundations of the nation are becoming rotten, and Christians seem to act as if they think God does not see what they do in politics. But I tell you, said Charles Finney, he does see it, and he will bless or curse this nation according to the course Christians take in politics. Folks, when we come back, we're going to be talking about barking up the wrong tree, separation of church and state, in context. It's called the ACLU and separation for...
Watch out for dogs.
Yeah, the separation of fish and water.
The dog keepers are coming.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com. YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you're from Minnesota, by either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with ya.
Yeah, pick it on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You know, we got people 55 and older now spiking their hair during our radio show.
I heard one guy turned it a different color.
Is it purple or is it the blue haireds?
It's kind of purpley.
You ever notice those
He used
bulbs?
His grandmother's blue
now,
dye.
Now, if I'm talking to one of you, by no means do I mean to insult you, but I'm just curious, what's with the blue haireds?
Mm-hmm.
Like the 65 and olders?
Yeah.
Their hair's like blue.
The blue hairs.
God didn't give us blue hair, dude.
It's just a culture thing, maybe? Or?
Well, what did they get mad at punkers for?
Blue? Yeah, and then when the kids dye their hair blue, they're like,
that stupid kid, pull up your pants.
Look at them kids.
Blue hair, what's wrong with you?
I got a question for that blue hair. Who raised those kids?
That's right. And where did that kid get that blue dye? Probably from your medicine chest.
We need to get them to some serious business here, and I think barking at the wrong tree is exactly where we need to go. Well, look at that. Ah.
Nice job. Barking Up the Wrong Tree, by the way, is the latest column by Bradley Dean. You can find it at GCNLive.com. It's right on the front page there. You can also find it on WorldNet Daily, which is where Bradley contributes to weekly. Or you can go to our website, Sons of Liberty Radio. It's posted on our Facebook, Bradley's Facebook, and also on the homepage, SOL Media. It's on there as well. So you've got a lot of sources. Don't say, I couldn't find it. It's everywhere, folks, and every Friday you'll see it.
You don't need to tell our listeners that. They're on it.
No, that's right. Okay.
You're not insulting our listeners, dude.
That's true.
All right. Just want to make sure. Separation of church and state in context. Well, folks, if it's not the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, trying to unlawfully shut you up and give your enemies their supposed rights, just keep in mind their founder, Roger Baldwin, said communism is the goal. Hey, as a matter of fact, Heather, can you throw me that whole quote? It's just that good. Folks, just hang on a second here. I'm going to pass some time here.
Mr. Baldwin?
Yes, because it's that important, because most people think the ACLU, notice the name, American Civil Liberties Union. Well, it's got to be a good organization. It's kind of like Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, sure. You know, they're planning for your parenthood,
they
right?
They have aborted over, what, 400 What was the numbers on that, Jake? Pretty incredible stuff.
Yeah, 400 times as many abortions as referrals for adoption.
Yeah, see, so it's not about, what's it about preservation of life, folks.
Or the family?
Yeah.
It's not about the family,
no,
then, is it?
No.
We want to murder our family members. Is that what they're saying? I
mean, that's what Margaret Sanger, exactly. She said that, quote, unquote, it's the most merciful thing you can do to a child is to kill one of your own infants.
Wow.
She said that.
Sounds like a family.
This is what Roger Baldwin said, speaking of lines between church and state, but we're putting into context for you folks. This is what Roger Baldwin said of the ACLU, the founder. We are for socialism, disarmament, and ultimately for abolishing the state itself. We seek social ownership of property, the abolition of the property class, and the sole control of those who produce wealth. Roger Baldwin said, quote, unquote, communism is the goal. Huh. Then it is, get this, an organization called Freedom from Religion. By the way, folks, freedom from the religion, freedom from religion is exactly contrary to the First Amendment, which says that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech within the confines of law or of the press, the rights of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Okay? Back to freedom from religion. Both organizations, ACLU and Freedom from Religion, base their premise upon the falsified separation of church and state. They have it backwards, folks. The phrase separation of church and state is nowhere in any founding document. It's not in the Declaration of Independence. It's not in the Constitution of these United States. It's not in the Bill of Rights. Nowhere to be found. But it is found in Article 52 of the USSR Constitution, folks. That would be Russia. Article 1 of our Bill of Rights says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. We don't have the freedom to lie. We don't have the freedom to contrive. Okay, we've been given freedom to do what we ought to do. Okay, freedom wasn't given to us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. So we stay within the confines of what our soldiers fight for and die for and bleed for.
You're,
I go on.
You're free to do as much good as you possibly can.
Amen.
And if you need more time in the day to do it, you do it.
That's right. And you have all the freedom in the world, folks, to right the wrongs all day long.
As much as you want, folks. Don't even quit.
Yeah, and one more point about the ACLU. They were also busted for trying to omit, which in fact they did omit, part of the First Amendment.
Congress shall make no law, ..
This is what the media is promulgating on a daily basis. You better not say anything about God.
Mm-hmm.
Says who? Let me go on. Last week, an Arizona chapter of Freedom from Religion attempted to sue Governor Jan Brewer in Maricopa County Court, objecting that Brewer exhorted citizens... Oh, listen to this high crime, folks.
Uh-huh.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Janet Brewer, the Arizona governor, had the gall... You ready for this? To exhort citizens to pray on January 17th, 2010, when she proclaimed a day of prayer for the Arizona economy and state budget. Wow.
You mean they actually, like, prayed to God about that?
That's what she's getting in trouble for.
What is wrong
said
with her?
The freedom from religion. They can bark all they want. But they better find another country that will tolerate their hostilities, for in America, they are barking up the wrong tree to educated citizens. You're a little late on that. Freedom from Religion happens to be the same group who came against the city of Athens that we talked about 3 weeks ago in Texas. Allegedly, it was one of their own members, by the way, who brought the accusation for the nativity display on the lawn this Christmas because they were offended that they were sinners and they needed a savior, said one of their representatives.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
However, their ignorance and hostility only swelled the ranks of the righteous because, in fact, in response to their hostilities, 5,000 Americans gathered around the Nativity to praise God for his son, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. See how easy it is, folks, to establish righteousness? Groups like these have yet not come to the understanding that our rights come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. Therefore, if the state didn't give you the rights, then folks, they can't take them away, can they? No, they can't. As a matter of fact, two main architects of Article 1 are George Washington and Fisher Ames. Now, Fisher Ames said, should not the Bible regain the place it once held as a schoolbook? Its morals are pure, its examples captivating and noble? George Washington predicted the exact outcome of departing from religious obligations in his farewell address when he said, quote, unquote, reason and experience both forbid us to expect the national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious Christian principles. Therefore, they know that religious principles provided morality and self-control. That is the lifeblood for the survival of any and every self-governing community. Therefore, I say, rough, rough. A little delay there.
Point taken.
Do I need to say anything else?
No, I'm just, that was, as you were talking about Athens, Texas, about the 5,000 people that came out, the population of that city is only 11,000 people. Almost 50% of that entire city turned out to talk about that. The other half were probably, you know, I'm not sure
what they
were
doing. Watching a football game or something.
But if you look at that, that's one out of every two people, so there's a potential that one person out of every household in that city showed out for that protest.
Yeah.
I think, I can't remember, I wish I could, but the commentator who was interviewing this clown with...
Yeah.
Him and his wife started this separation
about,
of brains and heads.
Yeah, we're not talking about Mr. Carney this time either.
No, not this time.
It
this
doesn't matter.
Clown. But anyways.
I don't want to give him his claim to fame.
I can't remember what they said. It will be a cold day or something like that. But they said, we're not taking down this nativity. Are you nuts? You out of your mind? You out of your skull?
As a matter of fact, he was shut down by the news anchor because he said he was offending his Christian religion.
That's right.
Boy, can you imagine if all the Christians in this country did that? All 76%?
Actually acted on what they believed.
Yeah.
Wow.
But didn't,
that's a noble cause.
Didn't the Lord say something? Didn't the Lord threaten them when he said, number 3, Exodus 20, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, which means empty or worthless? He said, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
That's right.
In other words, you better practice what you preach.
You know, I'm thinking of separation of church and state. And, you know, here's the state of Massachusetts. All persons elected must make and subscribe the following declaration. This is anybody who serves in Massachusetts. I do declare that I believe the Christian religion and have firm persuasion of its truth. This is our original colonies. This is what they said.
Huh.
This was their thoughts about separation of church and state.
Yeah.
Delaware, everyone elected or appointed to office, even just appointed to office, you didn't have to be elected, shall subscribe the following declaration to wit. I do profess faith in God the Father and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and the Holy Ghost of God.
You know, the only ones that would have threw our forefathers in jail
yeah.
for lines between church and state for violating that oath was a tyrant named King George.
Ooh.
Now we have different organizations playing out what George left off.
Old Georgia.
You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, please do weigh in. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
No, don't get in trouble for that.
I really love Bradley.
How about him? Yes.
I love Bradley.
But don't say you're Alex Jones. Well, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I was just on my Facebook real quick and seeing people hooking up with me. I appreciate that. It's Bradley Dean. It's double E, Bradley, double E, Dean on Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm a radio host here, and I love the Sons of Liberty. And you know, these guys, I've been on the front lines.
You
got to
be a little bit. You got to get a more little cut in there, like you know.
And I really love Bradley Dean and the You Can Run But You Cannot Hide guys and the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah.
Follow them on Twitter. It's going to be worth it. I'm telling you, folks.
Yeah, people are aligning us with Alex Jones. And, in fact, they're saying, you know, you just got a different perspective than what Alex is doing.
Who's Alex Jones?
Well, he sounds just like you.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was going to ask you. Who's Alex Jones? But the fact of the matter is we were actually in New York. And what was that, September? When were we there?
I think it was in July, actually.
We were actually suing Rachel Maddow for omitting 1 minute of one of my radio shows, and then she threw it out there basically saying that I was advocating the murder of homosexuals. And Alex had us on his show, and we had about 12,000 hits on there right off the bat, and people awoke to the lies that were being promulgated and shot at them from Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. So he threw us on the radio right away, and he said, I couldn't find it. So we appreciate Alex. The difference is I think that, you know, we've actually had him on our radio show on Salem Communications. What was that, about 4 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But people are really paralleling us to Alex in a lot of ways.
Willingness to say what nobody's willing to say.
And that's right, and I admire the courage. I just want to make sure people, and I'm not saying Alex is, and I just want to make sure people understand they know who they are so they can get it right before their Creator first and foremost. Then that way they can receive the power from God
Amen.
To right all the wrongs. You can't do it outside of that. You can sit there and bark all you want. And when you bark, you're always barking up the wrong tree. Wow, was that Heather or was that Kathy?
That was Kathy.
Did you hear? That's Kathy at dinner time. That's totally her. Wow! When we go out to eat,
somebody got it on tape.
That's what she does to the waiter.
Yeah,
is there anything you'd
tape.
Like? I mean, it's like Carrie. Tell him what he needs to know. But anyways, back to Alex. I'm getting Facebooks. I'm getting emails. I've seen this for a long time, and I appreciate that, folks. I take that as a compliment, I hope. And outside of that, I hope that there's something we can do sometime in the near future together. Because I'm not moving from where I'm at, and I know Alex ain't moving from where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing it for a long time. And by the way, so have we. We've done over 331 high schools nationwide. We've done colleges. We've done prisons. And we're reaching out to a younger generation that has been dropped.
Yep.
And
that's
that would be the last four and five generations. So we're just picking up the ball and saying, you know what? If we don't bless them today, they're going to curse us tomorrow. And I love them enough to understand where they're at first and foremost and to fight for them. Don't sit there and tell them how much you love them if you're not willing to fight for them.
Can you share some of that feedback?
Yeah, I just got it. I just got it. Hello, Mr. Dean. Just wanted to drop you a quick note to say I've been listening to the Sons of Liberty lately, and you've inspired me. It's so nice to have the Constitution and our history connected with Scripture.
Amen.
True application to life, she said. True application. Thank you for your boldness. Reminds me of the Paul, but let's pray your persecutors never are able to stone you or beat you.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
I'm inspiring you, and it's like, geez, I just hope you don't ever get stoned or beaten. Listen, yes, you get the whole point there, right? That will never happen only if we keep our Constitution intact. It's pretty torn right now. That's correct. But we can restore it in a matter of a short amount of time if we come together on it. Again, we had a rep here just a little while ago, and I said to him, I said, we have a one Constitution. I said, I'm sick of this division, divide and conquer, the left and the right, the left and the right. I told him, I said, listen, I'm a Christocrat. We have one Constitution, and we got it from our Creator.
Mm-hmm.
We need to honor Him and quit acting like a bunch of little kids fighting over who's going to get their way.
That's right.
Okay, anyways.
There is one way.
To get back to the point, barking up the wrong tree, we were talking about separation of church and state in context.
Yep.
What's interesting, folks, is I told Heather right before the show, I said, will you do me a favor? Just give me all the preambles, because we got a cat fight going on WorldNet Daily right now, as usual. We're contending for the faith, right? And, you know, we're not a Christian nation. We're just not this, and we're just not that. Folks, oh, you know what? Just tell them people to open their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh. I said, will you check out the preambles of the states? I said, just give me 10 of them. And she comes back and she said, Bradley, it's all 50 states. Mm-hmm. By the way, not 57 Obama. We know he's listening. Right? And so, for example, America's founders did not intend for there to be a separation of God and state, as shown by the fact that all 50 states acknowledge God in their state constitution. Here, let's go to Alabama in 1901. Preamble. We, the people of the state of Alabama, invoking the favor and guidance of Almighty God, do ordain and establish the following constitution. Mm-hmm. Who are they acknowledging?
Almighty God.
Wow. Isn't that interesting? Alaska, 1956. Preamble. We, the people of Alaska, grateful to God,
not the
polar
bears,
and to those who founded our nation and pioneered this great land. They're acknowledging God, but yet
1956.
Our founding forefathers aren't Christian. Okay, Arizona, 1911, preamble. We, the people of the state of Arizona, grateful to Almighty God for our liberties, do ordain this Constitution. Grateful to Almighty God for our liberties. Talking about the 50 states and their preambles to each individual state. Arkansas, 1874, preamble. We, the people of the state of Arkansas, grateful to Almighty God for the privilege of choosing our own form of government, Republican form. California, I want to go to California, New York. California, 1879, preamble. We, the people of the state of California, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom. Someone might want to talk to the 9th District over there.
Not Angelina.
And the 6th, yeah. Apparently not. Colorado, 1876, preamble. We, the people of Colorado, with profound reverence for the supreme ruler of the universe. Connecticut, 1818, preamble. The people of Connecticut acknowledging with gratitude the good providence of God in permitting them to enjoy. It goes on. Delaware, 1897, preamble, through divine goodness, all men have by nature the rights of worshiping and serving their Creator according to the dictates of their consciences, not according to freedom from religion and from the ACLU. Florida, 1845, preamble. We, the people of the state of Florida, grateful to Almighty God for our constitutional liberty. Who gives liberty?
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is
liberty.
Liberty.
To whom the Son makes free is
free indeed.
I'm having a problem with this.
I know.
We got these. What we have to do is we have to scare people into submission through oppressive measures.
That's right.
And what we have to do is we just got to hope that they don't do their homework and they just listen to what their national commentators do on a 24
basis.
I mean, when something's taken out that's God, it's just, well, you know, the ACLU came in and they kind of scared the bejeepers out of them.
They came in, you know, and they know so much.
I'm still trying to find that in Scripture. Just don't know where it's at.
What country is this, these states that you're talking about?
This is the United States.
Oh, well.
Our union.
I wonder. Wow. Okay.
Well, maybe what we should do is take the
find
ACLU.
Find a different country for those guys?
And freedom from religion. Maybe we should give them our own little portion of land called Cuba.
And, Cuba? See how they like
and
it down there?
Then they can have their liberty there.
That's right. They'll be free from God and everything. You go down to Cuba. And
subject to a dictator.
There we go.
That's it.
That's what they need.
That's how it works.
Maybe nobody's told them that yet. You know, we ought to write them a letter and say, look, you know, we've come up with a really good idea for
right.
you.
Right. Our freedoms come from Obama, right, folks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. Is that a great perspective? Folks, do your freedoms come from Obama? Do they?
Not last time I checked.
That's blasphemy, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That will agitate some, won't it?
It agitated our founders.
Oh, yeah. If I told the average joker today that goes in line with this garbage that they promulgate and said to him, okay, so you're telling me then you get your rights from Obama, they would throw a tiffy. You know what they'd say to me? Bradley, you're barking up the wrong tree. You know what? But in fact, I'm just falling into line with what you're telling us.
Yeah.
So, folks, when you just let these things pass on your watch, you're giving power to Obama. Let me go on. Preamble, Georgia, 1777. That was about 100 years ago, wasn't it? Said that constitutionalist on the left.
You know, they wrote it up like 100 years ago. I mean...
We the people of Georgia, relying upon protection and guidance of Almighty God... Wow. Folks.
Almighty God again.
He's the head of the corner, isn't he? He's a rock of offense to the disobedience,
is.
Isn't he?
That's right.
Do ordain and establish this Constitution. Hawaii, 1959. Preamble. We, the people of Hawaii, grateful for divine guidance, establish this Constitution. Idaho, 1889. Preamble. We, the people of the state of Idaho, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom, not from you, the legislator or the activist on the bench.
Good things happen in
But I guess what we're told today is we show homage to the tyrant and we disobey God.
Not realizing that's idolatry and that merits national curses rather than blessings.
It does, and that's why we're reaping national curses. Is that right?
That's why our founders, who rejected that thought that they got rights from a man, because that's idolatry.
Yeah, that's why.
No king but King Jesus.
That's right. That's why I will not submit to tyranny.
That's not an issue of, well, that's bad. Submitting it to, no, it's an issue of sin.
Just like Bonhoeffer said, I'm called to fear the face of God, not the face of man. Because if I fear the face of man, I won't fear the face of God. That is a patriot, by the way. Idaho, 1889. Got some great potatoes over there, too, by the way, guys.
Also, the EPA is getting sued over there.
Is potato, is that with an E or is that not?
You know, I don't even know, honestly. I have no idea.
You know, I don't teach my kids spelling. My wife does because I'm just no good at it.
You know, I was thinking about that vice president.
Oh, that really
George
smart
Bush.
Guy? Yeah, you want to put an E on there. That's right. Yeah, my name's Dan Quayle. Yeah, Dan Quayle. That's right. Put an E. Come on, kid.
Illinois. 1870, preamble, we the people of the state of Illinois, grateful to Almighty God for the civil, political, and religious liberty which he has so long permitted us to enjoy and looking to him for a blessing on our endeavors.
Every jurisdiction.
Aren't they the first ones to eradicate the abomination?
Some crazy things
and
going on.
And advocate that which God says is an abomination through homosexuality, crimes against nature.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com. YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you're from Minnesota, but I've either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with "yah."
Yeah, picking on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, now, here we go. This is for all the clowns out there.
You know, the clowns?
The clowns... Wow! We got to be drinking first from the same spirit, and then secondly, from the same coffee cup.
Coffee mugs.
Yeah,
coffee mug.
Let me keep going here. Talking about barking up the wrong tree, huh? Indiana, 1851, preamble: We, the people of the state of Indiana, grateful to Almighty God for the free exercise of the rights that he gave us to choose our form of government. Mm-hmm. And as usual, Iowa, 1857, preamble, we the people of the state of Iowa, grateful to the supreme being for the blessings. Now, we're grateful for the blessings that the supreme being gave unto us, but we're not free to violate his rule of law, are we, folks?
No,
the comments
are freedom.
I can just hear someone, a theocracy, a theocracy. Well, listen, folks. Who do your politicians submit to, you or God? Because you would prefer, if you're decrying the Christian religion, you'd prefer that he would submit himself to you rather than to God so you can continue on in idolatry. That's why you decry who we are as a people by saying, we're a theocracy, we're a theocracy. In other words, what you mean, and I'm not saying to be ruled by the sword. No, I'm saying that we're ruled by God. Free in Christ, with the law in the hand of Christ. Right?
Yep.
Are you with me or not?
I'm with you. Because what happens is if the rulers then submit to you, not God, because you don't want God, then you become God.
And then the next question is, that's right. And then the next question is what is America complaining about with this government right now? That they're not being ruled by God's law.
That's right. Yep, when you drill down.
How does that work? You remember the atheist that called in a long time ago? It's interesting, all the emails that I will get, but I will give the phone number out, but they won't call. They'll just email me. I get them all the time, folks.
I don't have a cell phone. They
no.
A long distance.
You want to know why? Because they don't have a foundation to put their feet upon.
Yeah.
They don't have that. I'm giving you our foundation, the preambles of your states. What can they argue about? Remember I said to the atheist, I said, so how do you tell the difference between right and wrong? I said, is it okay for me to kill? He said, no. I said, who said that? Is it okay for me to steal? He said, no. I said, well, who said that?
Oh, man.
Come on. Just say it, bro. Just say it. Come on.
Gee.
Is it okay for me to dishonor my parents? No. Well, who said that? Come on. Yeah, come on.
Gee.
Come on. Who told you that?
I was born that way. You know,
politicians are at war with God. Politicians, not states people, are at war with God because you know why? They don't like thou shalt not covet. Is it okay? Ask a politician. Is it okay to covet? They'll say no to you.
No.
Well, then why are you
bad.
At war with God? Because he said thou shalt not covet. That's why you don't like God and his opinion, right?
Yeah.
Is it okay, when I ask the atheist, is it okay to covet? No.
No.
Who told you that?
No.
Okay, that's...
Oh, gee. Here we go again.
Yeah, that's the second tablet.
You want me to say God, don't you?
Now let's go to the first tablet. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is like unto this, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Right? Mm-hmm. Because that is the fulfilling of the law, love is.
That's right.
Right?
Yes, it is.
You don't want me cheating on you? With your wife? No.
Mm-mm.
Then don't do it to him.
Mm-hmm.
You want him, your neighbor stealing from you? No. Then don't do it to him. That is the fulfilling of the law. That's love, friends.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want me killing you, do you, Jake?
No.
Atheist, you don't want me killing you, right? No. God's looking out for you, right?
That's
his
right.
Laws preserve life. They don't take life. That's why the abortionists hate your guts, Christians. Because they advocate death, not life. That's why homosexuals hate Christ. You want to know why they hate him? Because he said it's an abomination, their actions are. So what they do is they try to create a Jesus that looks just like them.
Special Jesus.
So atheist, I'm back to you again. So is it okay for me to commit adultery? No. Well, he might say, well, it doesn't matter. Okay, well, that's fine. Wait until you're married and someone does it to you with your wife.
Yep.
Okay? But the question is, if you say no, you have enough common sense to say no, then tell me who told you not to do that. Come on, just say it. God, right? The God of the Mosaic Institution, right? The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, right? Jesus, the one that Moses said that God was going to raise up a prophet like unto me, that being Jesus. The people, when they looked at Jesus, thought he was Jeremiah or Elijah or one of the old prophets or John the Baptist raised from the dead. That's the guy I'm talking about that's alive forevermore who sits at the right hand of my Father. Who's above all principality and power and might and dominion and all things are under his feet. Who told you that, atheist? God did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the God that's on every preamble, on every state of our union in the United States of America. But all day long I hear, we're just not a Christian nation by these theologians.
That's not what our founders wanted.
Hey, let me tell you something, theologian. God speaks to the heart, not the head, okay, dummy? Knock the head off, let him have the heart, and then let him use the head after he has the heart. How else do I say it? Folks, every state, I can go down the whole line on every state of our union. It's all based off of
acknowledging God.
Nevada, we the people of the state of Nevada greatly are grateful to Almighty God for our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Not freedom to gamble or to covet. Our freedom to live for what Christ died for. New Hampshire, 1792, every individual has a natural and unalienable right to worship God according to the dictates of his own conscience, according to law. Conscience means with knowledge. We can go on and on and on and on in every state. Here, let me try to find New York really quick. 1846, we the people of the state of New York, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom in order to secure, ready, its blessings.
From who?
New York.
God.
New York. That's why New York is being sued right now for gay marriage, mm-hmm. homosexual marriage. They did it unlawfully, like they do everything else.
Yes.
Is there any other state? Maybe I should remind Tennessee of where they came from.
Yeah, let's do that.
1796, that all men have a natural and indefeasible right to worship Almighty God according to the dictates of their own conscience. Huh. Wisconsin, where these freedom from religion people come from.
Yeah.
Let's get them their own island.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't exist.
That's what I think so, too.
We'll just, what we'll do is we'll go over the water,
mm-hmm.
and we'll just drop them from a plane, and we'll give them parachutes.
Yep.
And we'll just say, well, where are we going? We'll just say, down there. Can't you see that island right there? They say, we can't see it, but I'll say, no, it's there. We're going to push you out of the plane. You'll land there.
Yep.
Just trust us.
Freedom. Freedom.
That's what they're asking you to do, is just trust them. We didn't.
That's right. We just fell down.
Sherry from Missouri. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't think there's not one state that doesn't recognize God.
No, every one of them does. Every one.
No preamble.
Yep.
But what I was calling about is when you talked about politics and the art or science of
government
politics.
Yep.
And so I had to pull out my 1948 dictionary and politician. the first is one versed or experienced in the science of government. And then the second definition, one addicted to or actively engaged in politics as managed by parties. Often, one primarily interested in political offices or the profits from them as a source of private gain.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Politician,
huh?
By the way, Sherry, politician, when we call people that are in government politicians, that's a slur. That's a slanderous word. They're supposed to be statesmen and stateswomen because statespeople work for the people. Politicians work for special interests. Now, I'm looking at my Webster's 1828, and this is what politics says here. The science of government, that part of ethics which consists in the regulation and government of a nation or state, listen to this, for the preservation of its safety, peace, and prosperity. Comprehending the defense of its existence and rights against foreign control or conquest.
Mm-hmm. If you look at statesman, that word, by definition, implies that the people are working for their states.
Oh.
Not a federal system. So when you have a federal system set up, it's self-serving and it feeds off of the states, whereas your statesmen are supposed to feed the people and represent the states, not the federal system.
Thank you for your call, Sherry. I want to give her one more definition.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, this is a
good one.
Oh, hey.
This is like the new collegiate...
This is like the daddy of them all.
The granddaddy collegiate definition.
Dude. This is the topping on the sundae.
Yes,
this is the frosting on the cake.
Better than the cherry.
Okay.
Sprinkles.
This is the Stephanie of all wives.
Oh, whoa!
Ready? Politics. Poly meaning many, and ticks. This is a fact. Ticks, blood. Today in full force.
Yes, they are.
We need to get some raid.
Looking for more time.
We need to get some raid. We need some Christians to stand up. Sherry, we thank you for your call.
Raid.
You got Bradley and Jake, folks. We, again, will be on Saturday from 2 to 4. We'll be back on Monday as well, live 2 to 3, Central Standard Time Zone. We love you by what we do. And outside of that, if you'd like to know who we are, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.